Welcome to Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I'm Jordan Shambly, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cedra Sarton.
Hey, what's up?
I'm all right. I got a little scratchy throat, but that should just be
a good thing,
right?
You better not have trapped us in this room together.
Yeah.
I'm going to call your wife and tell on you.
I'm pretty sure I'm not sick.
If you're like me, this time of the year, it's just allergies 24/7.
Yeah.
And then, like, the real sickness will sneak up on you, and you think you just have allergies. Boom.
Yeah,
sick.
It's a dangerous time of year with all, you know, the birds, you know, singing in the trees, the blooming of the flowers.
The pollen
just waiting like an assassin in the shadows.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Well,
let's move on.
That aside, all of our suffering aside, we are about to enter into a recurring thing here at AFA that we do that we want to let our listeners know about. This is our biannual share-a-thon coming up next week.
Twice a year for 3 days each time. So next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that's the 9th of the 11th.
Right.
So if you partner with us and want to continue doing so, or if you want to give for the first time, thank you so much. We would greatly appreciate it. It'll help us continue doing what we're doing here. It'll help us continue supporting other ministries and other people, like all these people that you hear about on here. Like, we talk about 8 Days of Hope and Preborn, and we are able to support them because you support us.
Yeah.
And so, of course, when you go to AFR.net next week, it'll be up on the page and you'll be able to give. And if you just tune in, you'll be hearing about it. And I know you may be thinking, man, 3 days is all, you know, this is the only 3 days.
Yeah.
That you're going to hear, and you won't hear about it again until the fall.
Yeah.
So, you know, for 3 days in spring and 3 days in fall, there's the only times you're going to hear us asking for you to partner with us this way.
Exactly.
And if you can't, we accept anything that you feel comfortable giving, you feel the Lord to give you telling you to give.
Yes.
And we greatly appreciate it. And if you can't give, that's okay. Whether you're giving or not, we just ask for you to pray for us. Pray that we're doing what we're supposed to do, what the Lord is guiding us to do. And so we definitely appreciate the prayers more than anything.
Absolutely. And if you need to know, just like understand that AFA's leadership when it comes to using this money, they have stewardship first and foremost in their mind. They know and understand that the Lord gave them this money to be stewards of, and they are very discerning and wise with how they use it. And they their desire is to use it for great effect in building up the kingdom of God here. And I just want to encourage you, if that's something that the Lord's placing on your heart, just stay tuned on AFR. And next week, you will have an opportunity to call in or donate online. If you call in, you might get one of us.
Yeah, you might get to talk to me.
Yeah, you might get to talk to me. Who knows?
Or you might get to talk to our guest in studio.
Yes. Great segue. We have Chris Woodward again in with us today.
Thank you very much. After I heard you were sick, I put 6 feet between us.
No, I'm
going back to the old days.
I'm not sick.
If you're like me, every time I step outside during this time of the year, my entire nasal passages just close up, and then I sound awful.
Tis the season.
And I sound, for anyone who doesn't know Chris, and if you've been listening, chances are you've heard him before. Mm-hmm. Chris works with our news team, American Family News. So if you go to AFN.net, you can catch him and all the others on the team.
Oh,
News is constantly going up throughout the day.
It is. Yeah, and this is my umpteenth share-a-thon now. I do appreciate everybody for donating and helping me do adult things like buy food.
Right.
So, appreciate you.
Yeah, your wife and kids also say thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, so basically, there's been a lot going on this week. And let's start with this, because we're talking about the importance of sharing, praying, helping people in need. We have our share-a-thon coming up, as Cedra mentioned. We also, as the body of Christ, need to be in prayer for a couple of things in different parts of the world. For example, we have this story on our website. At least 9 people killed and hundreds injured in massive Taiwan earthquake. This was several days ago, and the body count's probably going to go up as rescue teams go through the rubble and unfortunately find more bodies, which is something that often happens when things like this occur. We can't be there. Some of us can go some of us can give, and we can all pray about it. So we do need to find ways that we can help people in Taiwan. I realize it's on the other side of the world. It might not be something we can easily find on the map somewhere sometimes. But we can definitely pray about the things that we hear on the news, on the radio, because these people are hurting. They need help. They need Jesus. And speaking of Jesus, missionaries are in that part of the world that are trying to reach people for Christ. So do be mindful of those individuals and their families, that they're safe and they would be able to reach people for Jesus. Meanwhile, closer here to home, we had deadly severe weather come through this week. Probably one of the reasons why your allergies are kicking up. We have kind of a roller coaster of weather here in Mississippi. It's 75 one day, 30 the next, and then there's a tornado. But anyway, speaking of tornadoes, thousands of homes and businesses were without power Tuesday. A severe weather rolled through several states, causing at least one death and spawning possible tornadoes. This is that time of year, and sometimes the news will make a big deal out of this for shock value, for viewership, for clicks. You know, you were made aware of that, but just because the news isn't talking about it anymore doesn't mean there aren't still people hurting, still dealing with these kinds of situations. So while you're praying for Taiwan, also pray for the people in these storms here in the U.S.
And it was just a little over a year ago that that big storm rolled through and did tons of damage in Amory, Mississippi. And if you've been listening to AFR, you might have heard of that and know that 8 Days of Hope went down there and responded as they usually do to these situations. But and just recently they went back because there are still a lot of families dealing with the aftermath a year later. And they spent a week, I think they even extended their trip because of the amount of people in need.
Yeah.
And they went and volunteers came down. And the one thing I can be really thankful for is that when we talk about things like this, the AFR audience listens and they respond.
Yeah.
They are. They respond in droves. And that's the reason why 8 Days of Hope and ministries like that are continuing to do what they do is because, you know, our listeners, among many others, you know, like volunteer their time and resources and help make this happen.
Yeah. I'm from Amory. Went to high school there. Go Panthers. and so I know a lot of the victims. I know a single mom, for example, with two kids. One of them was about to graduate, and all of a sudden there was no school. I mean, you didn't have a home to go to. You didn't have any clothes. All these things that we take for granted. You know, all of a sudden could be gone in a moment's notice. And so it's been I never thought I would be doing news stories on my hometown being destroyed by a tornado. Parts of it were destroyed. And so, you know, there are people out there that do need our help, even if you don't hear or see somebody talking about them in the news. That's for sure.
Yeah. And stories like this, too, I think are really good for Christians to sort of meditate on in a way. Of course, we pray for those who are going through it. But even if we haven't gone through it personally, it should make us think about, you know, where are we setting as our treasure? You know, are we building up treasures here on earth? Are we putting so much value in these things that could just overnight disappear? And I'm not speaking from direct experience, but my sister went through something like similarly to this years and years ago, where there was a horrible tornado that ripped through another part of Mississippi and took away almost everything that they had too. And so seeing that should encourage us as Christians to really place more value in the heavenly things, like the Bible instructs us, and to hold things here on earth with an open hand. But also, that doesn't that's not to downplay the actual suffering that happens. And
I think that's a good message, though. Yeah. Also for the ones who are not hit. If you're, you know, and you see the, all the ones you have and you've got things, you weren't hit. You still have everything that you own.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for you to go through and maybe shed a little bit of what you're still blessed with and share it, whatever you can. So you see that, that's a good time to go through. Find you know, clothes that maybe your family doesn't wear anymore and still in good shape, and food or whatever else, tools, and maybe kind of like spread that around or give to somebody in need, you know, that has been hit by a tornado, any kind of tragedy like that.
Yeah, it might not mean much to you, but it could mean a lot to somebody that is in serious need. Jordan mentioned the word instruction a minute ago. One of the other stories we've covered here involves biblical instruction, that being that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves. In other words, get together, worship together, repeat. Okay.
Yeah.
And I bring that up because a few days ago, Charlie Butts had a story for us on AFN.net featuring our own Alex McFarland, co-host of Exploring the Word on AFR.net. The story involved a new Gallup poll, which has tracked religious faith, Christians, Catholic, Jews, Muslims, and Mormons in the United States for generations. In a new poll tracking regular church attendance, Gallup found 21% of adults surveyed attend religious services weekly. In 2024, you might think, wow, that's almost a quarter.
Yeah.
That figure is down from 38% a decade ago and 42% 2 decades ago.
Wow.
It's no wonder that we have the problems that we have today, and people panic and freak out and cause all kinds of situations. They rush through their TikTok videos and whatnot because we're not doing what the Lord tells us to do.
Mm.
You're not going to heaven because you're a member of a church or because you got you got baptized or whatever it is that you joined the church. You're not, you know— You do not have to get together on the regular with other believers, but the Lord wants you to do that because he knows it's good for you.
Yeah.
And I think we did, I never really realized how much Wednesday night service did for me until my church started having Wednesday night service again after we had the lockdowns. Lockdowns, air quotes. you know, I realized how much I took Wednesday night service for granted. You will get so much if you will just show up, tune out the world, leave your phone in the car, and just get together with your brothers and sisters in Christ, sing some hymns, pray together, read your Bible, talk to your pastor, all kinds of things. And that's one of the reasons why I think we are in the situation we're in today, because we're not doing what the Lord told us to do in worshiping together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think community is very important for a Christian, especially because I believe it's a means of grace, right? So a means of grace means like this is a medium through which God's grace is put into your life. We have that through prayer. We have that through scripture, but we also have that through being with other believers and in a very real way, because other believers, they're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And so when you're with them, there's an encounter happening there that goes beyond just, oh, just two people talking. I mean, even the Bible says where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there with them. And I think that that's literal. It is a vital part of Christian life. Yes, obviously, you know, you can survive as a believer without it. You know, like if you were stranded on a desert island, you don't have a church. Of course, you're still a Christian.
Yeah, and then we have a lot of believers that we've mentioned before that live in countries where it is almost impossible to meet. And when they do meet, they have to meet in secret. And they don't get to have, you know,
exactly.
And that makes it even more important for you as a believer. If you're listening to this, if you live in the United States or a country that you have the freedom to do so, it's even more important for you to get up and go.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, believers in countries where either, you know, Christianity is just outright outlawed or authentic Christianity is culturally frowned upon, and so it's more difficult to live it out. In those countries, they really have to struggle to have what we would consider the bare necessities of Christian religion in their lives, from just like treasuring pages of a Bible to gathering together in small groups, hoping that the police don't knock on the door. That really should put that into perspective for us, and we shouldn't take gathering together as a church or even just as a small group of believers so for granted that we just like, oh, we could do it, we're just not going to. You know, that I feel like we need to have a more realistic perspective on that gathering together.
And I'm thinking about the numbers that you gave out, the percentages that you've given out. That is, you said religious gatherings.
Yeah.
That could be any number of things.
Bible study. Yeah.
But it's not even that. That probably also includes a lot of heretical, non-Bible-based teaching. So that's not even true, like a good number for true Bible believing Christians.
That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of different things going on there when you say a religious gathering.
Yeah. This group survey is not just true believers in America. It's a wide variety of different ideas out there. And yeah, it's even a smaller number for
While I appreciate technology and our ability to be able to watch live streams, that's a really good option for people who absolutely cannot get out.
Yes.
You know, whether you're sick or maybe you don't have a way to get there or whatever, or like y'all both have children,
yeah.
And you know your wives probably weren't ready to immediately go to church the moment they had a baby.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good. It's a good option for them to be able to still be able to plug in. Mm-hmm. But when you're at a place you can, mm-hmm. I really encourage the listeners, if there's nothing really holding you back other than you, mm-hmm. to please go and gather and use those live streams for, mm-hmm. like I said, sickness and things like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you know of somebody who's a shut-in and cannot get out, or maybe for whatever reason they don't have any help to get them there, if you can possibly do that, mm-hmm. if you can and you're able, maybe help them get to church every now and then.
And you could even take maybe form just a little small group where a different person goes to sit with that person at home watching the church on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that way there is some sort of collective mm-hmm. worship experience.
And if there's a group there that takes turns doing that, then, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that would be good.
Yeah. And I was just saying, like, I understand that it's really difficult for some people. For me, because I'm chasing after kids all the time at church, mm-hmm. And I'm a Sunday school teacher, and then I have to go do something else. And so I'm, like, going all over the place. It's hard to sit down and just visit with someone at church mm-hmm. For me and probably for a lot of other people. But, you know, going to church is one way to do that. But also you can invite members of your church to your house. You know, mm-hmm. Sundays are usually, you know, weekend days are like wide open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Invite somebody over for dinner and have a thoughtful, God-honoring conversation with them, and that can go a long way to sanctifying one another and sharpening each other, you know?
I tell you what, let's all make a commitment instead of going, how about that game, or what's up with this weather, too? What did you read in your Bible? That's one thing that I stink at. I don't ask people that enough.
If you want to see deer in the headlights, ask that question.
Yeah. What did you read in Habakkuk this week?
Right, yeah.
It took me a minute to remember how to pronounce that, and I might not have even said it.
What did you think about the sermon today? And, you know, like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
You know, yeah.
I remember one time
out the door.
When my oldest daughter was little, she was coming out of Sunday school, and I don't remember if I asked her this immediately mm-hmm. or at some point maybe on the way home from church later that morning, but I asked her, I was like, you know, hey, what'd you talk about in Sunday school? Jesus. We'll be more specific. The Bible. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, the Jesus in the Bible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let you know the other Jesus.
Yeah. No. But anyway. All right. So, we got a couple of church stories. We got natural disasters that we can and should be praying about. Mm-hmm. So please continue to do so. One other story here is something that our new reporter, Bronson Woodruff, put together for us. Several days ago, the LSU women's basketball team gathered for a basketball game against the Iowa women's basketball team. And during the game, there was a controversy that broke out on social media, claiming that the LSU women's team went into the locker room and, quote, skipped the national anthem. Now, after the game, the coach was asked about this, after they lost, by the way.
Yeah.
And the LSU women's basketball coach said that wasn't true. This is something they've been doing for a long time. They weren't disrespecting the anthem. They always go into the locker room or whatever else. But many people weren't buying that, and the governor of Louisiana is upset and is now throwing out the idea that perhaps teams should lose their scholarships or players should lose their scholarships if they or the team skips the national anthem. Mm. Everybody's got an opinion over the kneeling of the flag issue, and some people have reasons for doing it, and others don't agree with it, and there's this huge public debate, all of which is about to, in my opinion, the people who fight for us on the daily and have died for us in service to this country paved your way to be able to say what you want and live your life in the way that you live and post whatever you want on Facebook. And that's why I think we should stand for the national anthem, not just on a patriotic Sunday in July when many churches still are having that, although some have moved on from that, which is, I think, sad. But definitely that was one of the situations in the news. And the reason I bring this up is because Bronson did a good job of presenting the issue, presenting the, that's not true, that's not true at all, and then the concerns from the governor. I bring that up because too often in media, especially ones that live on whatever somebody posts on social media, stories get halfway around the world, people get bent out of shape about it, and, you know, he presented the whole thing here, which is too often, in my opinion, lacking from many mainstream stories.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I know a lot of my thoughts on some, I mean, like, I know a lot of people have opinions. This is not something I want to fight and argue over.
Yeah.
But the fact that you live in a country where you can sit out their national anthem
yeah.
without any sort of actual repercussions,
mm-hmm.
I mean, tells you that you have more freedoms
sure.
than you think.
Because
there's a lot of them who are making statements, which I'm not saying the LSU team, like I said, they made a statement that mm-hmm. that wasn't the intention. I don't know.
Yeah, they definitely seem pressured to sort of excuse their behavior.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm just going to move on from that. But
yeah.
But for the ones that are, it's because they feel like that they've lost some sort of freedom, that they deserve something. But I mean, you live in a country where you could do that.
Yeah.
And remain, you know, you're not going to jail. They're
yeah,
not going to
get
you for it. I mean, there may be some sort of repercussions, but not from your government.
Sure, yeah. And I think, too, that kind of puts her, I mean, they're not saying that this, you know, if you did this in England, you'd probably still be okay, too. But, like, there are so many countries in the world right now that if you did something like this, it would be to jail with you,
yeah.
you know. I mean, North
Korea.
Could be
to jail
Korea,
with you and
yeah.
your family.
Yeah. Exactly, and it would be very difficult. So I do think it is an interesting conversation to open up to that we'll let other people have about how, you know,
yeah.
the perspective that this sheds on the things that we can do in this country. I do think, too, like, for Christians in particular, this is an interesting thing to pray about,
yeah.
you know. Like, we see these changing opinions in our country, and it can be quite difficult to know, okay, how do we sort through things that are actually biblical or things that are just get
yeah.
people riled up? And that's something that this kind of situation raises, like, everything,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know? And it's not something that we can just, we're just not going to deal with it. We should kind of have an opinion about it. But we need to pray about it,
yeah.
you know.
Pray about it, and also remember that before you're an American patriot, you are a Christian.
No, oh, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I am proud to be an American.
Are you going
to
sing?
No, I'm not.
We're at least.
Nobody asked for that. Well, this is our last podcast.
Yeah.
If I start singing, that's what it's going to be. There's going to be angry emails, but
yeah.
So I'm not going to sing. But I am proud
yeah. mm-hmm.
to have been born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I have the freedoms that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will stand for the anthem myself.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, too, that's a good response as well when you see an alternate opinion out there on these
yeah.
matters. If you feel really strongly, very patriotically about this, and you want to stand up and say, no, look, I'm proud, then use that opportunity, use that freedom to display that. And I think that that's an excellent thing to do.
But when you're typing out whatever post you're going to make or
oh,
you
yeah.
have some, remember that you are a Christian. If you're a believer, remember that in your response.
Yes.
And that whatever you believe, you can present it
mm-hmm. exactly.
in a godly manner without
yeah.
yelling, without calling people names. That is not your place as a
yes.
Christian.
That, yeah. Building off of that, I didn't have this in my stack of stories here, but something I've noticed in recent days, and I don't know the origin behind this, but there are several people on X, formerly known as Twitter, that have been telling people that are Jews or Christians, something like that, quote, Christ is king. Now, Jesus Christ is king.
Yeah.
But being a jerk to somebody is not going to bring them to Jesus.
No.
No.
And that's where some people fail. Maybe they're just trying to be a jerk. Maybe they're anti-Semitic or whatever it
yeah.
may be. But, like, there is a proper way to reach somebody for Jesus, and everybody is watching how we act on any sort of issue.
Yeah.
So, I do think we need to be Christ-like every day, all day, and yes, we're going to fail. I've done it already 1,000 times today.
Yeah.
But the praise be to God, we can say, Jesus, you know what, I failed you in that matter.
Yeah.
Please help me to learn from this
yeah.
and do better. And that will help us to not lose our minds like some people do when a news outlet takes a snippet of a comment and builds a story around it, and then it gets all over the place, and people get all bent out of shape. whether it's an election year or not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we need to be mindful of how we conduct ourselves, mm-hmm. As Christians, especially when we talk about, you know, the Ten Commandments and, you know, taking the Lord's name in vain. A perspective that I have on that is that when you take upon yourself the name of Christian, I am a child of God. I am bearing His name. I'm bearing His, you know, His reputation in the way that I'm acting. You're identifying yourself in that way, but if you act in a way that's contrary to the character of someone who should be, you know, Christian, that's taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah. And this is even if you are sharing the truth. Mm-hmm. I can share a truthful statement in a wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I scream it at you, mm-hmm. if I do it in anger, if I throw it in your face and everything else.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the Lord knows your motive when you say, you know, if you're using the name of Jesus as a way to, you know,
make yourself
be
look
hostile
good.
To somebody or make yourself look good, you know, maybe we don't catch it, but God certainly does.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just have one more minute left.
One more minute.
So I'm just going to take this moment to remind everybody that they can find Chris and the rest of our news team at AFN.net. And if you enjoy the content that you hear, not just our show, but the others, if you hate our show, but you love the others, either way, if you enjoy the content, you want us to be able to continue to do that, we hope that you'll take time this weekend and pray over the possibility of donating to our ministry and partnering with us that way. So if you go to AFR.net this upcoming week, you'll have the opportunity to do so.
All right. Well, guys, I want to encourage you again. Next week, like Cedra said, stay tuned at AFR.net for an opportunity to partner with us. Thank you so much, Chris, for being on.
Thank you.
Continue to share truth and apply scripture.